This podcast, thanks to Squirrel Super. No kickbacks and no commissions. Self-managed super is easy with squirrelsuper.com.au.
Well, it's pretty rare that outfits like the AWU and I see eye to eye, but on this issue, as I've said before, I'm in 100% agreement. The AWU will put a motion to the ACTU Congress in Melbourne today, calling on the union movement to lobby the ALP to back a national gas reservation policy. The AWU National Secretary Scott McDyne will tell the Congress that the absence of a gas reservation policy is perhaps, quote, the most egregious modern example of our government selling out the interests of Australian workers for the benefit of private profits, unquote. But of course, as you know, the Energy Minister McFarlane is in bed with the people who own the gas or who are mining for it. Scott McDyne will say today at the ACTU Congress, we are allowing, he's right, foreign gas companies to come here, extract the gas that belongs to all of us, and then sell it back to us at the same price a country with no gas is forced to pay. He said decision makers have prioritised the interests of multinational gas exporters, that's McFarlane & Co, he's the decision maker, and abstract ideas about a theoretical free global gas market over the interests of Australian workers. I would add, over the interests of Australian manufacturing, Australian business. Scott McDyne is right. We're constantly told New South Wales is facing a gas crisis, but Australia currently has enough identifiable gas to last 184 years. Gas prices are rising simply because we are gearing up to export our gas, forcing the domestic market to pay the international price. Other countries have long reserved a proportion of their gas to sell to local consumers and businesses at reasonable prices. Why can't we do the same? Oh, you know the answer to that. Government is in bed with the mining industry.
This podcast, thanks to Squirrel Super. No kickbacks and no commissions. Self-managed super is easy with squirrelsuper.com.au.